are we going to have a lot of rape and incest this weekend that you need the morning after pill? You don't want to take any responsibility, and you want the government to pay for it. So we could just say, all right, you want your abortions, fine. You have to pay for them 100% out of pocket. I think responsibility would make a comeback.
But I think it would, too.
But I think the fact that everybody's running out for this morning after pill is just very telling.
Yeah, I mean, I'm perhaps unfairly called a death cult, but I think people, they've been radicalized, excuse me.
Yeah.
In many ways to depend on this. And it's you yeah. talk about being desensitized as to exactly what it is.
That's exactly
and
what it is.
And have all these
exactly
people marching around in the street saying, I can't believe that we're not going to be able to wipe out a human being. This is wrong. Is it? Is it wrong? I mean, well, let's just strip it all the way down. And what are the communities? It's really stunning how they have people brainwashed. What are the communities that depend on this the most? And it's African American at this point, and it's the same people that they vote for all the time who have created this death cult. And it's
right.
And it's
so I ask
at
you,
at what point would you stop voting for these people? Like they don't do you any solids. They don't help you. It's
well, again, if we're talking about the inner cities, let's say, we already know.
We're basically talking about black women in inner cities, about black women in urban America.
Right. We already know those places are really not going to get rid of abortion. Now, right now, even in Florida, as we speak, tomorrow was supposed to start 15, and this was long before Roe versus Wade. They had already said July 1st in Florida, up to 15 weeks. Now, you see what I'm saying? You could still get an abortion. If you've not made up your mind by, 15 weeks, you could still, get an abortion. It's legal. Whatever. Well, now a judge has put some sort of stay on this. So that's not going to be happening tomorrow. So I don't know what's going to happen. But certain states, I guess, will get rid of abortion. But we know many states and many cities will not. So when they're protesting, to me it was as if they were protesting that abortion was illegal across the board. And now we see the ESG superheroes that, shut us down in March 2020. Well, they want to get those ESG scores up, and they want to, it's all about societal. And they're going to be paying, many of these top corporations are going to pay for their employees if they happen to be in a state that they cannot obtain, and they'll pay for travel expenses and all of that.
So many things, man. It's they try to break through that have been going on for so long. I talk about people stepping away from the chaos and thinking outside the box, and man, you really have to do yeoman's work to be able to do that with the way we've been programmed to think about things and brainwashed. And I mean, all the way through school, and it's hard for people to break out of this. Like they know something's wrong. Can't quite put their hands on it. Can't put their finger on it, but they know something's wrong. Well, it's just more than something. It's just about every damn thing.
It's every damn thing. If you wanted to even pull back the layers of the onion more and say, because I was one of those persons, I never thought that Roe versus Wade would ever be overturned, ever. But I just never believed that it would be 100% illegal in this country. They've come too far with this to do that. But it's kind of weird that we're at this moment in time where infertility is being discussed a lot due to these jaboos. And then we have a generation up and coming where they're socially engineering gender issues. Well, they don't reproduce anyway, right? So well, what I mean, are we?
Last time I checked, I don't know. The media decides who reproduces and who can reproduce well, that's and who true. Can't. So
we really don't know what a woman. Right, yeah. You're right.
The media
thank
now
you for correcting
is
me.
Is the arbiter of biology and science, along with Fauci. Yes. So just be careful with.
correct. Yeah. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like if I'm looking at the bigger picture down the line. And we see, you know, now, like I said, one of the things on this catastrophe thing, I love the way they worded it. And it was choice to have children. And then next to it, it was, you know, depopulation. So we already know that's happening.
You and I talked about this. I just listened to the clip. I'm not going to pull it for this show, but maybe in the future. In April of 2020. You and I were shooting the shit about this, about the, and that was long before there were any
vaccines
on the market. And I said, I have to think there's some kind of fertility play at work here. I have to think that would be one of the angles. And we started talking about that. And I remember people contacting us saying, you guys are fucked up.
They should really hear us.
It's like, No. That's an angle. Yeah. When I say I see angles and you see angles too, that's an angle.
Right. You know, it doesn't have to be here today, but it'll be here down the line.
And people are like, there's not even any vaccines. You're way ahead. You're jumping to conclusions. No, we're not. Not when you look at the birth rate in this country and birth rate in other countries. The stats are coming out. I don't have them in front of me. I'm sure they're easily findable, locatable, et cetera. In Germany and other places, the recent stats on birth rates is like, what happened?
Yeah. There's,
and Germany is almost everybody is jabbed in Germany, you know, just to get into the dance club, you need to be jabbed as people know, but Germany is heavily jabbed and they're, I mean, I'll look it up. I guess I can try to find it.
No, don't knock yourself out. I mean, this is on the Future of Humanity Institute is an NGO, and number four on their list was choice to have fewer children, population decline, you know, is next to it. They're making it look like you have a choice. In some instances, you're not.
Yeah. Well, that's how they do it, right? They make you think you have a choice.
Right. And now you're taking you're taking all these little guys and you're raising them up from kindergarten to question their sexuality. And now this is what we're going to be faced in the future. So that would be less children.
Well, the current birth rate for the world, when you lump it all together so far this year, compared to let's use 2020. 2020 versus 2021, the birth rate has been down about 1.15%. Think about this, right? That's year year. 2022 so far, compared to 2021, it's down 1.15%. We're only halfway through the year.
Right.
And I think these stats only go to April. So, yikes.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
I think it's going to be a very big deal. But like I said, the things like when we talk about we're spitballing angles here. Yes. How many things, my God, how many things can you think of that don't even happen for 10 years? I mean, there are things that I know I watched and studied more than a decade ago. And here we are, because back then you're laughing. And especially when it comes to like the surveillance state, you know, 15 years ago, a decade ago, it was laughable. And here we are. They know everything.
Well, that was one of the goals. Remember Dopey Gates up there? We can get this world population down by 10 or 15% if we do this stuff.
Right.
And then the fact checker said, he didn't say that. The fuck he didn't.
He said, this is, he and others when they sit on their little muckety muck panels. Even there was a documentary. I sent it to someone. I think I may have spoken about it before on YouTube. Although, let me pull it up because I did send it to someone just the other day. They sit there and talk about these things. But when you repeat them and try to prove it, well, you're wrong and you're crazy. Well, no, these are the professional muckety-mucks explaining their plans to you. This is called Empty Planet, Preparing for the Global Population Decline. And this was, let's see, this was done in April of 19. Yeah, let's see.
You know, those stats I gave you, I just, on the fertility rate?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think those are that accurate, because I think that place that I got them from on the web looks like they're like funded by the United Nations.
Oh, so I wouldn't say
that those fertility rates are probably
that.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So if they're saying that, I have to try to look up birth rates. But you know, it's, you're not gonna come across this data very easily. You're gonna have to dig for it because they don't want you to know this stuff.
Yeah. Right. Now, in this documentary panel discussion, rather, I should say, they're saying in roughly 3 decades, the global population will begin to decline. Three decades, they're predicting, which kind of lines up with this other thing that I had said they had said a few decades. But they're gaming this out. And they do talk about, oh, this was the one that I watched where somewhere in the middle, they're talking about the population decline, and this is why we need to have the open borders, because we need the migration up and across and everywhere, because some of those other countries that aren't having a decline, we're, you know, like let's say the United States, we're going to become a dying off society. So as people retire, so you don't have people in the workforce. You're not going to have those younger people coming up with creativity and, you know, everything that's needed for a society to have young people populating and doing things. That's where they're saying the real danger is. So you import, you know, your country's not having the babies. Well, we're just going to import the countries that are having the babies. And open borders globally is, you know, we know that is part of the global agenda. Hate to sound like a broken record, guys.
Well, we've been talking about this for years. So,
yeah.
And we, you know, it's good to,
but we keep to finding
jump back
things.
And revisit it because it's augmented by, I just been calling it predict the future. And
yes.
So when you predict the future and then you come back and you find on your journeys that, oh my God, we were right. And it's actually worse than we probably could have imagined.
And time will keep telling. Yeah. Right. Time will keep, you know, telling. And that's like, we just have to keep moving forward.
One thing I didn't see at that time is that there would be some kind of concoction like 70% off. That gets my attention. A quick anecdote here. I was on the road about a week and a half ago, and I was sorting out what's happening in some farmland in Pennsylvania and speaking to some farmers and some of the plights that they are facing, etc. So I was in a remote area, and I was in this dingy truck stop. I won't name it, but it was a little bit of, you would call it a shady place. And I'm sitting there, and they have scant Wi-Fi, but they did have some Wi-Fi. And I said, you know what? I don't even trust the coffee in this place, let alone the Wi-Fi. So let me dial up my IP Vanish account here on my good old cell phone. At least I know there's not prying eyes in the back in the back of the truck stop or anywhere else. And so we've used IPVanish a number of times to bail us out of some sticky wickets, I guess you could call it, as we traveled across the United States and the pain caravan across the country. Tired of feeling like someone's always watching you on the internet. Maybe advertisers know a bit too much about you, or you're concerned about the privacy of your identity. Using incognito mode won't solve the problem either. IPVanish VPN is here to protect your right to privacy and help you stay anonymous online. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet without exposing your private details to third parties such as hackers, your ISP, or advertisers. You can use IPVanish on your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick, and when you're streaming media. When you use IPVanish, all of your data is encrypted. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. And you can use IPVanish or unlimited uses on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free for you folks who need a little help with the math. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know what's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you watch, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to IPVanish.com/pain, that's P-A-I-N-E, and use promotional code PAIN, all in caps, P-A-I-N-E, and claim your 70% savings. That's IPVanish.com/pain. Sudden adult death syndrome. This is something that just makes me laugh.
Well, that's been around because anybody that died of an aneurysm or a heart attack.
I know, but I mean, I'm saying sudden. All of a sudden, I mean, if you did a statistical review of the, if you went to the CDC and you combed through their data to look at how many deaths and death certificates have been dubbed the cause of death, sudden adult death syndrome, and then you compare that to what's going on today, you'll be like, what?
Right.
How did that spike like that? What happened?
Right.
And they wouldn't be able to give you any kind of a bona fide excuse. They would just say, well, that's just the way it is. And you know, the damnedest thing is most Americans just don't fucking care. And
well, I think many don't even know. They just don't know what they don't know.
It's okay, but you bring up a good point. They don't want to fucking know. They just go about their business. I have people running around doing things, bebopping around. I'm saying to myself, aren't you worried about the future? Like, aren't you? I've had conversations the last couple of weeks with guys. Don't you know where this is going? If it happens, it happens. And then what? I mean, what are you going to do? We'll worry about it then. You know, I'm going down the shore in a week. I got to do this. You know what I mean? This guy's got a bachelor party.
Oh, you do them really well. I feel like I'm home.
And I'm saying, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, no, you're right. And well, I think it's also that stick your head in the sand thing where, you know, they know that we've had bad times before in this country, you know, the 70s and the Depression and the whatever. And they feel, okay, yeah, it's going to be bad. We'll ride the storm and then it'll get better. What they don't understand is all these mechanisms that are running, pushing us there into this whack job, transhumanism, artificial intelligence, robotic, future. They don't know that this is running. That's the one piece that they don't know about. If they think bad times are coming and inflation and high things, they just think that, you know, it'll correct itself at some point. That's my feeling. I could be wrong. But I just feel that the majority of the people don't know about the missing pieces. because nobody, you know, it's not like Fox or CNN or talk radio is hammering any of it.
Well, they're not probably allowed to. Right? Think about your programming director coming in. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
You can't talk about this stuff. Maybe you do a one-off. You can sneak a few things in.
Well, they're so late to the party. Right. They're so late to the party now. What do they say to their audience? Well, you know, we're 2.5 years into this. And, hey, have you guys ever heard of Klaus Schwab?
Oh, now, man, it's crazy, right? They're talking about these guys. This is crap there. We're on economic fault. These guys are crazy. Yeah, well, it's a little late.
Right. So you could tell your friends or family that only watch, you know, Fox News or listen to the talk radio. The moment they hear that, then you'll know. But look where they are. They're 2.5 years behind. And I'm guilty. I mean, I probably should have known about this 4 or 5 years ago, right? Because I did know about Agenda 21 from back in the day. But life happens and you drop the ball and you're not, you know, paying attention to everything. I certainly wasn't paying attention to Klaus when he had these books out there. And once you start looking, you're like, oh, you guys been working on this for quite a while. I think it was April. I think I may have tweeted like April of 2020 when I, you know, saw ID 2020. Then we started researching, and Dustin and I started researching a lot of the contact tracing companies, and it was just nonstop. The more you dug, the more you found. And you're like, okay, this is not about a virus. Not in the least.
I'm looking up this thing that we spoke about. There's an article in The Hill a couple weeks ago. It says, where have all the babies gone? Mm. Talk about birth rates. And it's not looking good.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, this is the tip, because the federal data on this is new and it's limited, just like everything else. They're not going to, you know, the gatekeepers are the CDC and all these. You're not going to get a fair shake from these people. So you have to read between the lines of all these things. You know what I mean?
Right. Or you have to know someone personally, because we do hear from NICU nurses that have been saying that the stillbirths were up and pediatric, you know, babies are dying. We hear that, but they really won't report on it.
I know, and the things that they are reporting on, Maria, have the statistics from 2020 released by the CDC. They haven't even released 2021 and so far in 2022. That must be a freak show. You know, they just wait and they wait for you to become uninterested and distracted, and then they release these things and they just say, well, you know, it's 2 years later, 3 years later, nobody's gonna care.
Yo, baloney. Baloney. Yeah. No, we multitask at a high level. Well, yeah, we're going to continue to pay attention to what they're doing. Though.
If they release these things on time, I mean, they happen to know exactly how many fucking people have COVID at any given minute. It's a joke, right? These guys, it takes them years to put stats together, but they know exactly how many COVID cases there are in the whole country. It's a joke.
Right.
If they release this stuff and people said, hey, wait a minute, I want to have kids, especially guys. I want to have kids. If I get this jab, I might not be able to have kids. Well, then it wouldn't help their overlords and Big Pharma. I think the government just ordered another 105 million, million doses of mRNA jabs. It's like, it's not going away.
Right. So let's say you're now vaccinating these, you know, newborns, 6-month-olds, whatever.
Yeah.
What are you doing to their reproductive organs? These.
Well, it'll be 25, 30 years before we figure it out.
Well, that's if they make it.
If they make it. I know that right. sounds fucking crazy, but it's serious. No, it's a serious question.
This opened up the floodgates for parents to start investigating everything they gave their kids. Many I speak to wish they could turn back the clock and know what they knew then, what they know now. And this gives an opportunity for older people to reevaluate every jab they want to throw at you in your older years, whether it be the flu shot, the pneumonia shot, shingles shot, whatever. You should be studying this stuff and seeing how it's made, what's in it, looking up people that had reactions to it. But now we know that forever, most doctors didn't even know about theirs. And if you got sick a week after, 2 weeks after something, not one doctor would say to you, oh, you know, you might have shingles because you just got that pneumonia shot or the flu shot or that. No. Or your child was sick. Now I've told the story of my son. Changed his formula. He was only 3 weeks old. They changed him to dairy. And he blew up like a new balloon in the middle of the night. Take him in. And all the doctor says is, oh, it looks like he's allergic to dairy. We'll switch him back. That was all they said to me. They didn't prepare me for anything else. I had to figure everything else out. But now, because of all of this, I went back and started digging. And into the early 90s, there were, forget which one it was, a high level of caseinate, which is a milk protein, was in some of the vaccines. Well, there you go. You put a high level of that into a vaccine, your body goes into an autoimmune response, and there you have it. So was my son born completely healthy? And did a vaccine cause his lifelong anaphylactic dairy allergy? And we're not talking, you know, just a little bit of stuffy nose. Now we're talking turning the color of an eggplant, which he did many times by accident, just by accident. You know, a little bit of something gets into your system, you better have those EpiPens ready. One time he, you know, was in
right.
fourth grade. He needed that, the ambulance needed to do it twice on him. And he was still purple. So, again, did one doctor say to me, oh, you know, your child did have his shots yesterday. Maybe it was the shot. No. So that's happened to parents everywhere. And parents everywhere are now reevaluating everything. Well, the parents that are tuned into this. Well, the parents that are tuned into this, we still have a boatload of parents that don't know what we're talking about. They're living on the surface and they're trusting their doctors and their family members or their parents. And that's it. The information's not getting to them. And if the information does get to them, oh, well, of course, it's called a conspiracy and nobody wants to listen to conspiracy theorists.
It's stunning to me that a number of parents still trust anything their doctor says, let alone their government, after what we've been through. But, you know, you just can't fix some of these people. That's just, I've already come to terms with that we're dealing with